Now, the by-election is getting closer, and finally we have one candidate officially announced from one of the major parties for the Nationals. They voted last night David Lazell from Clarencetown as their candidate for the by-election, and David joins me this morning on the show. David, how are you doing?
Oh, good day, Jess. How are you going there?
I'm fantastic. Congratulations.
Well, thanks a lot, Jess. It was a great night, and there was a bunch of ideas put forward, and I'm just lucky to be the one now who can represent the New South Wales Nationals in this election, and hopefully represent the Hunter Valley.
So tell me, when you decided to put your hand up for pre-selection for the Nationals, what was it that prompted you to do that for the Upper Hunter?
Look, Jess, I have pretty basic motivations. One of the things that I love about the Hunter is that I have my family here, and I always wanted to create a place where my family can grow up and my kids can grow up, and they can actually have their families grow up, and one day as a grandfather I'll have this great brood of grandkids all around me. And for that to happen, we need jobs and we need those social structures that where they can actually bring a family up.
Yeah. So give us a little bit on yourself, David. You live in Clarencetown. From what I've read, you've run for Dungog Shire Council. You had a pretty interesting job out at Williamtown as well.
Yes. Look, I work in construction, and I've loved my career in construction. It's been fantastic. I've worked, in military projects like that, and I've done hospitals and police stations, and I've done mining infrastructure work. It's been a great career to date, and I've absolutely loved it. And I look forward to hopefully using those skills now to sort of promote and advocate for local issues.
Mm. It's definitely experience, I guess, you'll be able to use being a candidate and being able to relate to a lot of people in the Upper Hunter. I mean, the trades is a huge part of what we do here, particularly involving mining, of course, and all of the businesses associated with that, construction, of course, being one of them.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it is a great economic driver, the construction industry, and I've always loved it because the people who are working in it, they're just great people, and they all enjoy just creating things and creating better places, and that's something that I've enjoyed. I love working with people, and construction, look, 90% of what I do is just working with people, and that's what I'm hoping to do in this role.
Yeah. So over the next 5-6 weeks, what is your focus going to be?
Jess, I'm going to be looking at how we can make sure the Upper Hunter can remain strong economically, because, if we can remain strong economically, there'll be plenty of jobs. And if there's plenty of jobs, we can make sure there's plenty of those social services that we have in our towns, whether they're big towns or small towns. Make sure that everyone is supported and our communities remain strong.
Now, obviously, we're having this by-election because our former MP stepped down from the New South Wales Parliament, so it would be remiss of me not to ask, do you think that yourself and the Nationals will be able to win this by-election considering the circumstances?
Yeah, Jess, look, the happenings and the events of the last few weeks have been really upsetting for everyone, and my heart goes out to those people who really feel let down by what's happened. But I do think the immediate action of the Nationals, the actions of John Barilaro, is setting a standard that says we don't accept that behaviour. And I can assure you that with the conversations I've had with the members, there is not a single member who believes that we should accept that behaviour at all. So, I hope that the people of the Upper Hunter recognise that the New South Wales Nationals, they do stand for something, and they stand for things that show that we have values and we actually believe that we can do good.
Well, David, I'm sure we'll be chatting to you a lot over the next 5 to 6 weeks. Congratulations again, and thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks a lot, Jess, and I look forward to our chat.